It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, they have offices or shops in Artain in Dublin 5 and in Rush in County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. Now, this company, they're absolutely brilliant, these guys. They've over 50 years experience. They've built a reputation that you can walk on, literally. Now, they wrote that line. That's actually like a line you'd write, Jeremy. It is, honestly. Reputation that you can walk on, literally.
Anyway, yeah, well, no matter what you do or what you want in your house or your office, they have it covered.
I see what you did there. Yeah,
thank you. Wall to wall.
Anyway, it's time to talk to the experts. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. And the best part, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy, which is very important, because I remember seeing the carpet you put down in your house first. It was dreadful.
Well, the big problem with that is I put it down. Yeah. So don't put it down yourself. Let the experts, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, look after your needs.
And you really did. You made a pig's knickers of that carpet you put down yourself. Did you actually think you were able to do it?
So the moral of the story is,
don't do that.
Leave it to the experts. And these guys are experts. And as Adrian says, they will renovate one room or an entire space. No job too small. No job too... Well, there's probably a job too big. Like, if you ask them to carpet...
Ireland.
The whole of Ireland.
They probably
wouldn't be able to do that.
Anyway, give them a shout on 01-847-3320 or pop into their stores at Artain in Dublin 5 or Rush in County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. And our sincere thanks to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast.
Sincere thanks, as opposed to fake thanks.
Sincere thanks.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're always very grateful to anybody who sponsors this podcast.
You know who else we're very grateful to? And that is you, ladies and gentlemen, boys. Well, I hope there's no boys and girls listening to it. But ladies and gentlemen.
Especially on this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen who listen to this podcast as you are right now. It could be nighttime. You could be away on holidays. You could be on a plane listening to it. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because Spotify, most of our listeners, I don't know if you guys are listening to this right now on Spotify. It could be on Apple. It could be on anything.
But if it is on Spotify...
Yes, we have a prize for you, because Spotify Wrapped just dropped this week, which basically tells you what your number one podcast was for 2025. And if it happened to be Opinions Matter, if it wasn't, you're dead to us. Okay, you're dead to us.
Yeah, if we're number four or five, forget it.
I'll take four.
Four, oh, will you?
Okay. Once the other one isn't above us.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, I can't take that. No. I can't stomach that.
Okay, in other words, we have a prize to reward you if the Opinions Matter podcast is your most listened to podcast in 2025.
Does it have to be number one?
It does.
Really?
It does. Yeah, no point in... Can't reward threes and fours.
Nobody ever remembers what was number two.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a €200 Ryanair gift card to give away for some lucky listener. And it's a very simple competition to enter. And you have to get your entry into us by Tuesday, the 9th of December. So, here's what you have to do. Take a screenshot proving that our podcast, Opinions Matter, is number one.
Yep.
And then take a screenshot when you go into the number one. It'll show how many hours you've listened to the podcast during the year.
Just WhatsApp it to us.
To 0858252626. Once again, take a screenshot showing that our podcast was number one in your Spotify Wrapped, and then take a screenshot to show how many hours you actually listened. Send it to us to 0858252626, and you could win yourself a €200 Ryanair gift card from us.
Like, if it says on your Spotify that you listen to 22 minutes of Opinions Matter this year, don't even enter.
You're probably not going to win.
No, you're not going to win.
Because we've had people send in thousands and thousands of hours.
Well, they need to get a life. They need to get a life. I'm sorry.
No, they do not.
They need to get... I'm sorry, it has to be said. There, I said it.
They listen too much.
I know they told me to shut up, but I'm saying it.
Sorry, nobody can listen to this podcast too much. We're very grateful to all of you. Anyway,
yes.
please send that in to us before Tuesday, the 9th of December.
And what if you listen to this podcast like next summer on holidays?
It's too late. You missed the boat months ago.
But have a nice holiday. Enjoy your holidays.
Thanks for listening.
Your holidays, yes.
All right, so what is this episode of Opinions Matter all about?
Oh, my God. We've been trying to get this lady on to our podcast for the last 3 weeks, ever since she contacted us. And it's after taking a bit of leg twisting or arm twisting. Lots of things have been twisted. And we hadn't got our voice changer working. It was broken. So that's what took so long to get it. We actually have it working now, and we were able to disguise her voice. When you hear her story, you will understand why she wanted her voice disguised. Because her daughter, who's a child.
She's not a child. She's actually an adult. She's 18. Let's make that perfectly clear. We're not talking about a child. We're talking about a grown adult.
So Carol is about to come on the show to tell us about her daughter, 18. I've never heard. Well, I have. I've heard this once before, and we'll get into that in a while. To tell us that her daughter is an OnlyFans content creator. Just think about that for a second, guys. She's an OnlyFans content creator. She's literally not even 19 yet. I don't think she's 19 until early
she's
next
18,
year.
She's 18.
She's 18. She's a child.
She's not a child, Jeremy. Let's stop using that word. Oh, she's this lady's child, but she's not a child. She's a grown adult. She's entitled to vote. She's entitled to drive a car. She's entitled to drink alcohol. She can do whatever she wants, including having sex. And if she's sharing that sex that she's having, that's her business.
Now, Carol knows my opinion on it because we spoke off air, and she knows how I feel about it, so I'm not being all brave before she comes on, because I will say this to her. In fact, she's on hold now, so she would hear me saying this. And Carol, I don't want you to take offence to this, but I would say that this is every parent's worst nightmare, finding out that your daughter at 18 years of age is an OnlyFans porn star. Is that fair?
Yeah, if you want to call it that. But, however, well, there's a slight difference. A porn star is somebody that probably has sex with a load of different people and makes loads of different movies with different scenes and everything else. This lady, this young woman, is creating, as we're going to hear from her mother, is creating content that is being distributed to subs on OnlyFans, but that content is her and her boyfriend. Not her and a queue of 1,000 men like Bonnie Blue. It is her and her boyfriend, and they are sharing that content online.
And we'd like to hear from you. I mean, even before you hear a story, I'm sure you have an opinion on it. If you're listening to this as we record it live, you can WhatsApp us 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. I'm by no means a fuddy-duddy.
You are on this one.
No.
You are.
You haven't even told you what I'm going to say.
We were speaking off air before we started. I know already. My daughter won't do this.
All I'm saying is,
you've already said all this.
This is every parent's worst nightmare. Every parent's worst nightmare has to be this: that you find out that your daughter, your child, she was doing the Leaving Cert a couple of months ago, and now she's all over OnlyFans. And by the way, creating content is a euphemism.
But it's not. It is literally creating content.
No, it's a euphemism that people use to cover up the sordid realities of OnlyFans.
She's having sex with her boyfriend. Sorry, and she said, Jeremy, this isn't sordid. She's having sex.
Oh, it absolutely is sordid.
It'd be sordid if she was throwing it around everywhere having sex with half a Dublin.
In my mind, sorry, Carol, for this, because I know when you initially contacted us.
You're already proving that you're a fuddy-duddy on this.
When you initially contacted us, Carol, you said your daughter is an adult content creator. I'm sorry. When I think of content creator, I think of someone showing you how to put makeup on or how to make a dinner or something like that. Posting videos of having sex is not content creating.
Okay, we'll be talking to Carol in just a second, but before that, let me bring in Trevor.
This is an interesting one. What do you think of a parent who supports their child on OnlyFans? Let's be honest, it's online prostitution, isn't it? No matter what you say, no matter what way you twist, no matter what shine you put on it, she's having a body, and the mother's proud of her. Says a lot about the mother. It was one of my kids, and they found out they were on that. No, fuck that. No, I would lose my nut, and my wife would too. It's not apparent.
We'll be talking to Carol in just a second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
So let's have a chat with our listener, and we're calling her
Carol.
Carol, how are you, Carol? Welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Good, thanks.
Tell us, Carol, why you decided to speak to us about the fact that your 18-year-old daughter is on OnlyFans.
Well, the thing that the reason I got in touch with you was because I'm just sort of shocked of all of the judgment that she's getting. And it's no one has a good word to say about it. But I don't see anything wrong with it because she's earning her own money. So I just don't really see the problem with it. And she's doing it with her boyfriend, and I just don't see the problem. And it's everybody else seems to have a problem with it.
Okay, so OnlyFans, and I'm sure most people know exactly what OnlyFans is.
Ah, they do.
It is a...
You don't need to explain it. Everybody does.
Some people don't.
It's a porn site where you upload videos.
Yeah, you become a content creator on OnlyFans, and most of it is sexual. It fulfills different niches, different fetishes. So tell me exactly the content that your daughter, and you say with her boyfriend, is creating.
Well, I mean, I haven't watched this myself, but I mean, I'm assuming it's everything, you know what I mean? They're doing, I know that they do, it's obviously in the bedroom, but I know that they do it in different rooms of the houses, of their house and everything like that, but if they're doing it anyway, so all they're doing is filming it and putting it on the internet, so they're making money off it. They're making more money than I am, me and my husband, so what can we say? Why I don't see anything wrong with it.
But she's, the one thing that got me when you, because we've been contacted loads of times, haven't we, even by people who are on OnlyFans and people using all that. The one thing that's different about your story and your daughter's story is that she is, now I know she's turned 19 in January, is that correct?
She's 19 in January, yeah.
At the moment, she is 18. Now, I know 18 is considered an adult, but she is a child in my eyes, and I just
but
find...
But 18 is an adult, Jeremy. There's no if, ands, or buts. An 18-year-old is an adult.
It's a very young adult, and I would say... and I know you didn't come on here to be judged, but obviously you know this podcast, and you know that you are going to be judged on this podcast by us and the listeners, but... 18 years of age, you do not know what you want in your life. What age was she when she... I assume she was 18, because you have to be 18 to set up an account. But she doesn't know what she wants in her life. Why did she decide to do all this? Did she go to college after school? Like, why pick this of all the things to do?
Well, she has no interest in going to college. She never did have any interest in going to college. And she's one of... Everybody's different, but she knows what she wants. She knows what she's doing. She's, you know, she's not a fool. So she's able to make her own choices. She's moved out. She's going to be 19 in January. She's always been mature. She's been with her fella now. They've been together about 3 or 4 years. What can you say? She's 18 years of age. She's able to make her own choices. She's moved out, you know. So that's an adult as far as I'm concerned.
So tell me how you found out then that your daughter and her boyfriend were OnlyFans creators. They hardly ran around to the house and said, guess what, Mammy, guess what I'm doing?
No, she didn't tell me straight away, but I was curious as to how she was making her money, because she was clearly making money, but she wasn't working. So then that's when she told me. And to be honest with you, I didn't actually know what it was when she was telling me about it. I was just like, oh, she's just making money online. So it was kind of a gradual thing of sort of copping on to what was going on. And I suppose then I was just like, just grew to accept it as I was copping on more and more as to what she was doing. But she's upfront about it now, and we all just get on with it. And it's not even a thing. We don't, you know, that's it. You know, it's only when other people hear about it, or God forbid my mother found out about it, that, you know, people would have a problem. But other than that, we're grand with it. We're all fine. It's everybody else that has the issue.
This troubles me immensely. And I'm not stuck up or anything. I'm not a fuddy-duddy or anything.
But you're about to sound like one. To sound like a fuddy-duddy.
What do you think I can hear
even in the tone of your voice. Oh, shock, horror. Oh, shock, horror.
No.
I can hear it in your voice.
Not shock, horror. But to say that you and your husband don't have a problem with it. And I know this whole thing, you're obviously younger parents than I am, but this whole thing that parents have nowadays that, oh, we're cool with everything, we're down with everything.
What do you expect her to do?
Your daughter.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, when your daughter is turned 18, there's sweet fuck all you can do about their life.
No, there is.
There's literally nothing you can do.
No, there is sweet fuck all. And Carol, the sweet fuck all that you can do about this, she doesn't even live under your roof anymore, which is fair enough. But the fact that you are supporting it and saying, you don't have a problem with it. I find that sick, I have to be honest with you.
Well, she's making more money than any of her friends. She's making more money than me and my husband, as I said. So, I mean, what can I say? If they're going to be doing it anyway, well, they're doing it anyway, they're just filming it and putting it online. Everything's online nowadays.
Okay, but there's a difference between doing it anyway and doing it in a way that people are subscribing. And I want to be graphic about this. People are paying your daughter and her boyfriend money to watch them having sex.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just don't think about it on that level. I just think about it as a job.
But it's, and I love the way people often, because the words matter, and people often, when they're talking about that, they say OnlyFans and they say content creators. That's what they call it, an OnlyFans person. And I have friends.
It actually makes it sound very polite.
Yeah, and I have friends who have OnlyFans accounts, and they call it that as well. And I've been very critical of them as well. At the end of the day, though, at the end of the day, Carol, when you cut it all back, your child is a porn star.
I mean, I wouldn't put it like she's a porn star. It's hardly a porn star. Like I say, we haven't thought about it like that. We've just thought about it as this is what she's doing. And it's with her boyfriend. So it's not the same.
Okay, let me ask you then. You say, I asked you the sort of content that she's creating and your answer was, I've never seen it, so I don't know. Are you just kind of blanking out the truth of what exactly she's doing? And I understand how you don't necessarily want to be watching your own daughter having sex with her boyfriend, but is that not literally turning a blind eye, the fact that you don't know what exactly she's doing?
But sorry, do you know? Do you know I mean, is it just, and I know this is awkward for you and you don't have to answer this question, you're talking about your own daughter here, and we're talking about an 18-year-old as well, but is it just photographs or is it sexual videos? You must know that much.
Oh yeah, I know it's videos. But what I'm saying is it's not like porn where they're all porn stars. It's her and her boyfriend, and it's videos of her and her boyfriend. And so for me, it's not the same as being a porn star.
But a porn star is somebody who performs sexual acts and has it filmed for the entertainment or gratification of other people. That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, well, she's making a lot of money off it. So, you know, and she's 18. What could I say to her now and make her stop doing it? Like, it's fine. She's safe. She's grand. She's with her fella. They're both consenting to do it, so there's not a problem with it. And she's making, like I say, making more money than me and my husband.
Okay, Carol, stay there for one second because I want to bring in some more opinions on this. This is Martin.
Afternoon, guys. My question in this is, what's the father at? I can only presume that he's not on the scene. I mean, I know she's 18 and she can do what she wants, and there are women out there making massive money from OnlyFans. I mean, lifestyles that you could only dream of. But at the end of the day, you're still getting your bits and pieces out for money. I mean, if you're comfortable with them pictures being around forever and being known as that person forever, then fair enough. But I don't think a mother should be encouraging her to do it, because a mother only clearly wants a slice of the pie in terms of getting a few quid off her. So, I think the mother needs to try and steer in another direction.
All right, well, there's been no suggestion that Carol is making any money out of her daughter.
Well, in fact, Carol, we'll put that question to you in a second if you are making any money.
No, of course she isn't. That's a ridiculous statement. But also, Daddy is aware of what his daughter's doing. Not thrilled about it, but just like Carol is letting her do it.
Sorry, not thrilled about it, but Carol, you did say not disgusted by it either.
No.
Like the word disgust was not used at all.
No, but it's what I keep saying to you. She is an adult. She can do what she wants to do.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
One of the reasons that you agreed to talk to us...
Sorry if you couldn't cross the Adrian. Simon, who just messaged there, yeah? And Simon, you're obviously not listening to what Carol is saying. Why don't you kick... Now, the language that he has used to describe your daughter, I will not repeat it, but he's calling your daughter, which is 18, a word that begins with S and has an L-U-T in it as well. So I will not even use that. That's a disgraceful way to talk about an 18-year-old girl. First of all, Simon, you scumbag. But Simon's asking, why don't you kick her out of the house? She's moved out, Simon.
She's earning enough money out of OnlyFans she can actually pay for her own place.
But I assume, Carol, that she was living at home when she started up this little venture, was she?
She was living at home. Yeah, she was living at home. They only moved out in the last couple of months.
And was it an option to kick her out and say, listen, you're out from under my roof if you keep doing this shit?
I would never do that. No.
Oh, my God. Just sit back and accept it.
Well, she's old enough. She's old enough.
And Jeremy, again, this comes down to you sounding like an old fuddy-duddy.
You wouldn't be happy with your daughter.
No, honestly. I wouldn't be happy.
Don't be going on like
that. No, hang on. Okay, I wouldn't be happy.
This whole attitude of...
But Jeremy,
everything should be acceptable.
You just have to accept the fact that when your daughters turn 18, that's it. you're gone. You're finished. Your role is done. And you have no influence. They do not have to listen to anything you say from that point on. That might be something that you'll find very difficult to cope with
when your daughter's reached
18. But that is the fact of it.
The fact of it. I'll read this message out from Linda for Karen. She says, that woman is so relaxed about this. There's something sinister going on here. How can you be supportive of your daughter being a prostitute? Now, again, she's not a prostitute, Linda. Let's be very clear about this. She is selling sex videos. But I just find it bizarre as well that you're being so relaxed about it. It's just like, Karen, you're just like saying, oh, yeah, she's working as a waitress. Like, it's fine. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Like, what can we do? What can we do? You can actually tell her that she's making a huge mistake with her life that is going to come back and bite her on the arse. Now, by the way, the internet never forgets. The internet keeps receipts. There are videos being shared around. Your bloody husband in his place of work, people who work with him could be looking at these videos. Once you put something on the internet, it never goes away. And your daughter, I'm sorry, your daughter is making a huge mistake with her life, and you as her parents.
Sorry, Jeremy.
And
says,
you,
hang
as,
on for one second.
You as,
says who?
Says me. And you
says you. Why
says,
is she making a mistake?
Says most rational people.
No.
Sorry,
hang on.
Old
fuddy duddy probably thinks
no.
The fact of the matter is that
I'm your daughter, Adrian, and tell her to
the fact
up
of the matter is that this couple. Okay, it's a couple. It isn't two porn stars meeting up to shag each other. This is a couple who've been together for a number of years, have chosen to make money out of the fact that they're having sex anyway. And sure, what the fuck if other people watch
this conversation? There's no need to do bad cop, good cop. There's no need for you to actually.
But that's how I feel about it.
You know you don't. Okay.
I'll tell you what I do feel, Jeremy. When you are over the age of 18, it is your life to lead. And as a parent,
you have to accept
what would you do? Disown your daughter? Is that what you'd do? You completely blank her?
Am I the only one that feels this way? Send us a WhatsApp now, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626, because I can't believe that everybody's being so relaxed about this.
Carol, I just want to go back to you about the question that I was about to ask you a couple of minutes ago, but never actually got to ask you. You say you haven't seen the content, you're not aware of the content, but again, how do you feel about the fact that your little girl, because she is still your little girl, is literally selling sex videos of herself and her boyfriend for the whole world to see? And as Jeremy said, the internet never forgets.
Now, well, as far as I know, not everybody can watch this. It's only people that pay money to watch it.
That's right.
Obviously, I would rather her be doing something else, but this is her choice. She doesn't live at home anymore. I'm going to support her, whatever she wants to do. And I don't know what she was going to do after school. She wasn't getting on very well in school. She didn't do too well in school. So I wasn't sure what she was going to do. So I'm happy that she's making money. I'm happy that she's in a stable relationship. And beyond that, it's not really any of my business anymore.
Okay. One of the reasons that you agreed to talk to us is because of the reaction that you and your daughter and your family have received over the fact that your daughter is on OnlyFans. What sorts of things, and I can see even the comments coming in here.
One here, this woman should be it gets silly now. This woman should be reported to TUSLA.
Okay. We're talking about an 18-year-old.
Yeah,
forget that. But again, I want to find out, Carol, what sorts of things have been said to you or to your husband or to your daughter or her boyfriend about what they do?
It's the same as what you're getting in there in the text. It's like, she's a slut. Like, what are you letting her do that for? Saying I'm a terrible mother. all of it, like, and what's she doing? Flag prostitute. We've had that as well. And it's the neighbours, really. It's mainly the neighbours here. They don't even talk to us anymore. They're just giving me and my husband dirty looks. I don't like it's nothing to do with them.
And how do the neighbours, obviously your family, how do your neighbours know about this?
That's what I said. How do they know? They must be on it as well. They must have accounts. I don't know how they know.
And let me ask you then about your husband. How does he feel? Because it's perhaps a little bit different, because I can hear the absolute disgust in Jeremy's voice. The thought of one of his daughters, when they get older, ending up on OnlyFans horrifies him. I think you would probably disown one of your daughters if they went down that road by the way you're talking.
They won't go down that road, because it won't be one of these liberal parents like like Carol is.
You still have no control over an 18-year-old, Jeremy. Okay?
If
that happened, God forbid, it sounds like you would disown your daughter. But anyway,
I can't even think, Carol. I can't think of the unthinkable, because what Carol is going through is unthinkable.
It's not unthinkable. Carol's perfectly okay with it. How is your husband with his little girl being on OnlyFans?
Can I just say, though, with Jeremy, the thing is, when his daughter gets older, and if she does do something like that, she won't tell him.
I bet my house on it. My daughter will not be going down this, or my daughters will not be going down the same route as your daughters. And I'm sorry.
Jeremy, you live in this absolute dream world where your daughters will do precisely what you have planned out for them.
No.
That's not the way the world works. If your daughters did do something like that, there would be absolutely, again, I'll repeat myself from earlier on, there's sweet fuck all you can do.
But they won't do that. There's just some.
They won't. You don't know.
I'm sorry for being judgmental, Carol, but somewhere along the way with your parenting and your husband's parenting, you went wrong somewhere.
Shame on you.
No.
Shame on you for a decision that an adult made.
She's not murdering
people.
No, I didn't.
She's not out stabbing and robbing old grannies. She's actually making money out of selling videos of herself and her boyfriend.
That makes it okay. Anyway, I'm sorry, Carol. I think you went wrong. Sorry.
But she's not doing that illegal. She's never hurt anyone. She's making money. She's not, thank God, she's not on drugs. You know, she's not out on the streets. There's nothing. She's always just been, you know, a little bit off the rails in school and that. So now she's actually more on track than she's ever been. And she's making money and she's safe and she's happy and she's in a relationship.
Yeah, sounds rosy. Now, I know you sent us screenshots of some of the comments that were made online about your daughter from ex-school friends who obviously weren't real friends, and I don't condone that. That's pretty disgusting what some of her ex-classmates are saying about her online.
Yeah, she doesn't really care. She's just sort of shut it out. But, I mean, it was upsetting at the time, at the start. And now she's just, well, you know, I'm making more money than them. I'm doing better than them. I'm happier than them. So she doesn't care now. And she wasn't friends with them anyway. They were just girls from her class.
I was always curious to know what other parents feel. And I Googled earlier on parents' reaction to their children being on OnlyFans. And I came across the story, which I haven't realised. This is the story of Charlie Sheen's daughter.
Sammy Sheen.
His daughter, she's also 18, and she's older than 18. She launched her OnlyFans account when she was 18.
And the two of them were fine with it.
And Mammy and Daddy were fine with it. She's now making $3 million a year for the platform.
And in fact, that is the point. Where's this message again? Because I want to read it. That is the point that Paul is making that you just mentioned. Ever since this woman has come on your show, all she's talking about is how much money. There's more to life. This is him saying this, by the way. There's more to life than money. How about morals and dignity? She sold her morals and dignity to a couple of perverts paying money to see her riding her fella.
It doesn't sound good when you put it like that. It's not all about the money, but it's just when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, we all have to make money. We're in a cost of living crisis. What else are we going to do? She wasn't going to get a job doing something else. She didn't want to go to college. So I just don't see the problem. If it's what they're going to be doing anyway, if someone wants to pay for it, let them pay for it.
All right, well, we're going to get our listeners' reaction to your story. What do you say then, finally, Carol? And I'll be honest, an awful lot of the not all the messages, but an awful lot of the messages coming in are extremely judgmental, just like this gobshite sitting beside me here.
I'm not extremely judgmental. I'm just saying
you called her a failed parent, for fuck's sake.
No, I just said
that's exactly what you said.
No, I didn't use
you
the word failed.
You did use the word failed.
I said you screwed up somewhere along the way. Okay,
accusing her of being a failed parent.
All I think is, and again, Carol, I'm not condoning the abuse that she's getting online. They're just gobshite.
You're literally adding to it.
No, I'm not adding to it. But what I am saying is, you will be on this podcast maybe in a couple of weeks, maybe in a year's time, and you will be telling us that your daughter has made a grave mistake with her life and that she's come off it now. And sadly, that will be too late because the internet keeps receipts.
And what are you worried about? What's the problem?
I don't know the girl from Adam.
But what's the problem? I mean, you're saying she made a grave mistake. You could argue she made a grave amount of money. Let me ask you then, finally, Carol, what do you want to say to the people who are messaging us right now, being very judgmental about you as a parent and about your daughter and what she's doing?
Well, and Jeremy's saying that as well, that I failed somewhere along the way. You know, everyone questions their parenting. Everybody thinks that, oh, I've made a mistake, I've messed this up. And we were worried about her for a long time. She wasn't doing well in school. She wasn't doing great. And now she's happy. She's in a secure relationship. She's making money. And so we've just had to say, look, this is what she's doing. And we've just had to accept it. All the people saying that I've messed up my parents and I've done this, I've done that. Maybe I have made mistakes, but at least she could come and talk to me. At least she could come and tell me. If it ever came down to it, I don't think Jeremy's children would be able to tell him what they were doing because of the way he'd react. Whereas my daughter knew that she could tell me and that I'd understand what she's doing and understand where she's coming from and support her. And so anybody that's saying all these horrible, mean things, we're not calling anybody names. We're not. My daughter's not calling anybody names. She's not hurting anybody. But other people think that it's okay to slag us, hurt us, say bad things, slag my parenting. I think everybody else is in the wrong, whereas we're not actually doing anything wrong.
Well, Carol, I have to say, I really appreciate you talking to us, as we said, on this latest episode of
and
Opinions Matter.
Can I say as well, I know I gave you a hard time, but I stand by my guns, and you knew coming on that I wasn't going to sit back and let you go unchallenged. And sorry, do you think it was... Why are you giving me that look?
I still think you're an old fuddy-duddy is the bottom line.
Fuddy-duddy. Okay.
We have more of your reaction, and thanks again, Carol. We have more of your reaction in just 1 second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
One of the things that annoys me when we do this podcast, well, I suppose it's probably what makes the podcast what it is how judgmental some people are. Some of the reactions...
Jesus, you want to change podcasts then if you think this is...
Okay,
no, but honestly...
Some of the things people are saying about
you
Carol...
You can't do a podcast called Opinions Matter and then just go, people are judgmental. People
the way in which... I mean, some of the... that's a stupid bitch and that woman doesn't deserve to be called a mother and all this sort of shit.
These are trolls who wouldn't even come on and...
Correct. That's the point I'm trying to make. It bugs the shit out of me that somebody will listen to a lady like that pouring her heart out to us, telling us one of the most personal things that you can discuss. My daughter is a porn creator on OnlyFans. That can't be easy for a mother to admit. It can't be easy for a mother to talk about. But she's a proud mother and she stands by her daughter. This is a conversation we've had before. If your child got imprisoned, would you stand beside them?
But there's messages on the other side that really piss me off as well. And Leanne, you know who you are, Leanne, who messaged in there a few minutes ago, giving out about me and saying, or at least her daughter is a hardworking woman. Can I just say one thing to you, Leanne, please? Doing an OnlyFans account is not hard working. Okay, that is not hard working.
Well, it is. You have to upload the content and content.
No, let's not make.
Yeah, you have to have sex a fair bit.
That's sex is not hard work. Well, maybe having it with you is hard work. But no, generally, sex is not hard. Don't ever say that someone who creates OnlyFans content is working hard. You know who's working hard, Leanne? Nurses in hospitals coming off 18-hour shifts.
That's not what this conversation is about.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Let's get some perspective here, okay?
Here's a young one. By the way, content creating comes in all different shapes and sizes.
We're content creators,
exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was going to say to you. We are content creators that are making money out of this podcast, yeah?
Yes.
Thank God. That lady's daughter is a content creator that's making money out of showing her body off, having sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Other content creators... wave makeup around and tell you how brilliant it is. It's all different strokes for different folks.
You know the way you're giving me a hard time, about my opinion on this. Now let's see, because Jess just messaged there. Let's see if you give her a hard time because she's.
Well, I can't because it's recording, but I'll play it anyway.
Yeah,
here we go.
She's going even further than me.
What's the difference between OnlyFans and standing on a street corner? The only difference is on the screen. So she's basically supporting her daughter doing online prostitution. Well, that's just stand-up, isn't it? And 18 as well, only just legal. Don't know anything about life or anything in general. Doesn't know her arse from her fucking elbow. And you're all right with her doing OnlyFans. Nah, you're not a mother. You're a fucking disgrace.
Okay, now firstly, Jess, a prostitute is a woman who has sex with several different men in one night to make money. Would you agree, Jeremy, that's what a prostitute is?
Yeah.
This lady is not a prostitute. This young woman, she is only having sex with her own boyfriend, for God's sake. They happen to film their sexual encounters.
I'm not agreeing with Jess that she's a...
She's not a prostitute. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to send Carol, because I know you're still listening, I'm going to send you an article that I'm sorry I didn't find before we actually spoke to you. I'm going to send you an article that's on a website called Business Insider. And it's about the regret that women have. Do you know, and I'm not, it is porn she's doing, sorry, it is porn. Do you know that the majority, over three quarters of women who work in the porn industry, after they leave us, they regret that they ever joined the porn industry. Do you know that?
And that's fine.
That's a huge regret.
That's fine.
Anyway, this is an article, and any of you can look this up. It's on a website called businessinsider.com, and the headline is, "I regret doing OnlyFans when I turned 18. People treat me like an object, and the money wasn't worth the degradation." And this is from a former OnlyFans content creator who joined the website at 18 years of age and stayed on the app for 3 years. That's a lot of content. As I've said, and I said to Carol, and I'll say it again and again and again, the internet keeps receipts. Once you put your private bits up on the internet, yeah, in 10 years' time, Carol, your daughter could be bringing your child to school and someone that looked...
But again, you never answer the question, what do you expect Carol to do? Okay, let's imagine Carol is really, really cross and really, really upset. Does she just disown her daughter?
No. You should never disown your daughter. You should love them unconditionally.
So what do you want her to do then?
Stop saying, it's great, hon, you're making a lot of money.
Okay, let me bring in one final opinion on this, and that is Ed.
I think it is up to the daughter, because she is 18 at the end of the day, and the mother is right to support it. Once you turn 18, you're an adult. Simple as.
And that's it. She's an adult, simple as. And that's what I keep coming down to. And I know what you're saying with that article.
When I turned 18, I did something I thought would help me feel empowered as a woman. Mm-hmm. But instead, it left me traumatized. I joined OnlyFans. I only spent 3 years as an OnlyFans creator. But looking back, they were the most miserable years of my life.
And I hope Carol's daughter doesn't end up feeling that way in a couple of years. Maybe she'll do it. Maybe she'll make a few bob out of it over the next couple of years.
I don't think, by the way, OnlyFans, bar maybe, you know, 10 people in the whole world, I don't think OnlyFans creators are making the kind of money
Some of them are making very decent money.
Well, this girl in the article was making 20 grand a month.
There you go. What's wrong with that? 20 grand a month is not to be sniffed at.
For your dignity.
She was happy at the time doing
20 grand
it.
For your dignity.
I hope Carol's daughter doesn't regret it.
Can you put a price on dignity?
I hope Carol's daughter doesn't regret it in the future. But anyway, Carol, again, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Now, before we go, I mentioned at the start, and I'll mention it again. Have you entered our Ryanair competition? Okay, we have a €200 Ryanair gift card, which, if you book the right flights at the right time, will get you to nearly anywhere in Europe.
Well, it could get you 10 flights.
You could if you get them for £2 each.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a €200 Ryanair gift card to give away, and it could be you. All we want you to do, if you listen to this podcast on Spotify, Spotify Wrapped dropped this week, if that makes sense to you. So Spotify Wrapped is where they tell you the songs you listen to during the year. They tell you the podcasts that you listen to during the year. And if the Opinions Matter podcast is your number one on Spotify Wrapped, then you are entitled to enter the competition, because we are giving away a €200 voucher as a thank you to one of you for having us as your number one podcast. So take a screenshot to prove that we're the number one, and a screenshot to show many hours that you listened, and somebody will win a €200 gift card from Ryanair. Get your entry in, please, by the 9th of December. If it doesn't arrive before the 9th of December, you'll be too late. So if you're listening to this episode after Christmas, you're too late.
But Happy New Year.
And enjoy your holidays.
Enjoy your holidays. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.